President Bush meets in Washington today with Iraq's prime minister. It has been 5 weeks since Mr. Bush saw Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad. The sectarian fighting is worsening, but the White House says it is not a civil war. Last week, al-Maliki appealed to his country's rival political and ethnic factions to band together and stop the violence. He said this could be Iraq's last chance.
Also last week, 25-year-old Sergeant Mark Vecchione of East Ham, Massachusetts, became the first soldier from Cape Cod to die in combat in Iraq. His tank hit an improvised explosive device in Ramadi, northwest of Baghdad. Sergeant Vecchione had been home just a few weeks ago. Now his family and friends are mourning a man they remember as kind, caring, and committed to his country. From member station WCAI, Brian Morris has this remembrance.
Al Sestero has known Mark Vecchione since childhood. Sestero says he and Mark were both typical Cape Cod kids. They used to cut classes to go fishing.
And I had walked down to the pond right by where Mark lived and I lived. We lived about a mile from each other, and I thought I was the only one with that clever idea, and I look over and I hear some rustling in the bushes, and Mark pokes his head out, and we both just started laughing. We sat there all afternoon fishing instead of going to school.
Vecchione joined the Army in 2001 and was thinking of making a career in the military. He was home on a 2-week leave from Iraq over the 4th of July. During that time, he hung out with friends and family and enjoyed being back on Cape Cod.
We just grilled out pretty much almost every night and had a couple sodas and just talked about life and how good it was for him to be back home.
Lauren Bader also goes back a long way with Mark Vecchione. They went to middle school together and attended the same Catholic church. She worried about the hazards of his job as lead gunner in an Abrams tank.
I tried not to talk about it until, you know, the last night that I saw him, and just told him to be careful, and he acted like he wasn't afraid of anything. It was definitely his calling, you know. I found comfort in that, saying goodbye.
Outside the East Ham post office where Vecchione's mother works, a notice on the front door reads, "It is with great sadness that we report the tragic death of Mark Vecchione, son of our window clerk, Cindy Delaurier. He was killed in action in Iraq." Delaurier is taking time off from work to deal with her loss. Snapshots of Mark are still scotch-taped to the side of her computer. In one, her son poses smiling in front of his tank, one foot propped up near the heavy treads. Delaurier's co-worker, Mark Godfrey, says everyone coming in has offered kind words.
Especially all the people who've come in and shared their sympathy with either cards or reading that sign on the door. Yeah, I think it has touched people quite a bit, and they've even said, yeah, that really hits home now.
Al Sestero's brother Aaron recalls that Mark's friends had a parting gift for him when he left to head back overseas.
We had sent him off with a big old shark jaw and put on his tank and just kind of wished him well and said we hope to see you next December.
Mark Vecchione was 6 months away from completing his second tour of duty in Iraq. For NPR News, this is Brian Morris in East Ham, Massachusetts.